Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Be alive for Jesus. James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I think it would be safe to say that there are many dead-headed Christians running around in the world, flopping around in the world, laying around in the world. To be alive for Jesus means that we will constantly be connected with Him through prayer and through a study of this Word, asking for directions. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to touch today? How can I show forth the Spirit of Jesus to those around me? Many times I think many Christians, me included, do things on our own and then try to get God to bless it, rather than saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then obediently follow. And over, I find that the Word of God is the best source of direction. When I pray before I read the Word of God, I ask for enlightenment to show me the way, and then the strength to follow what He says. God is alive, and He indwells in the hearts of believers, and He is able to give the Spirit of God in such a profound way that we can have direction in our life. Read this scripture again in James 2:26. The body without the spirit is dead, but faith without works is dead also. So if we have faith that is in the Spirit of God, we have a faith that is alive for Jesus. Let Jesus be the Lord of your life and the direction that He wants you to follow. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence today, Lord, we have no idea what lies before us, even in the next hour, even in the next minute, even in the next second. But You know what lies before us. You prepare the way in such a way that we might be a blessing to others. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in Your sight. For You, Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.